groundbreaking messages and life-changing solutions. You're welcome to the Life Coach Solomon Obiede podcast.
Let's talk about the power of your dream. Everyone that is born on this planet Earth is born with a dream. We all, the rich, the poor, black, white, irrespective of your family background, we're all born naked. The richest man in the world, the poorest man in the world, we're all born into this world naked. But nobody is born into this world empty. If you become poor in life, it's by choice. If you become rich, successful in life, it's by choice. But the motivating factor of becoming successful in life has nothing to do with your family background, has nothing to do with your educational background. It has something to do with your dream, understanding the power of your dream. Without dream, life will be very miserable. If you don't have a dream in life, the thought of death will become imminent. Dream is a driving force that makes you to want to succeed. The force of desire is stronger than the force of sleep. When a man has a dream, you will know, because the drive to actualize his dream will be reflected for the pursuit of it. And that's why you must understand that dream is very key. When you don't have one, life becomes a burden to you. And you must understand that you have a dream. You may not have known, but is inside of you. You were born with it. Dream has nothing to do with your sleeping at night and having some strange experiences. Dream is a burning desire that a man has. That desire is stronger than any form of distraction in life, because the proof that you have desire will reflect in the pursuit. So we are going to be looking in this broadcast, the power of your dream. And I'm going to be talking to you about some certain characteristics or ingredients that is needed for you to be able to actualize your dream in life. No matter how powerful your dream is, no matter how your dream is, I want you to understand this ingredient. So I want to talk to you about the first one. Number one, you must believe in your dream. You must believe in your dream. Nobody can come to your aid or assist you if you don't believe in your dream. You must believe in your dream before anybody can believe in your dream. You must believe in your dream. Every indices from the Holy Book, they all believe in their dreams. If you see any man that failed in life, it's because even though he has a dream, he doesn't believe in his dream. So you must believe in your dream. You must come to that place of conviction, seriously convinced about your dream in life. You must be convinced. And Joseph dreamt. And Joseph told his dream to his brethren. And he dreamt again. He believed in his dream. That is why all the challenges and the obstacles that came against him never wiped away his dream, because he believed in his dream. The dream that you don't believe in, nobody will believe in it. And if nobody believes in your dream, nobody can assist you. As a matter of truth, help is navigated to your direction if only you believe in what you are doing. So you must believe in your dream. That is the first stage. Believe in your dream. Say with me, I believe in my dream. Say with me, I have a dream and I believe in my dream. Then the next stage is, having belief in your dream, you must be able to project your dream. Joseph did not keep his mouth shut. He told everybody that cares to listen about his dream, that he must be great in life. You must project your dream. You must project your dream. You must go about talking to people about your dream. Don't be afraid. No matter what you hear, project your dream. The dream you cannot project can never stand the test of time. Project your dream. Everywhere you go, let people see that this is a man that has a dream. Your words, what you say, is a reflection of your dream. Your dream should determine how you speak. Your dream should determine how you dress. Your dream should determine how you conduct and comport yourself. So project your dream. Number three, you must protect your dream. Because in the process of projecting your dream, there are those who will not be happy with you. There are those who want to kill the dream. So you must protect your dream. You must do everything to protect your dream, because there are dream killers everywhere. And let me give you an example. The shortest way for a man to kill your dream is not to go into diabolical means. It's to introduce another dream to you. Once you buy another dream, you will drop your dream. And your dream is uniquely programmed for you and you alone. Nobody can actualize or fulfill your dream. Once a man dies with his dream, that dream is gone. Nobody is wired to bring to pass your dream. So protect your dream from devourers. Protect your dream from people who love you so much and they see that you are not actualizing what you want to do in life and they will be suggesting an alternative. Protect your dream. Protect your dream. Say with me, I believe I have a dream. I project my dream and I protect my dream. Number four, provide for your dream. Protecting your dream is not enough. You must provide for your dream. Your dream can never pay you until you pay your dream. Provide for your dream. Don't live as if you have arrived when you have not arrived. Your dream needs your time. Your dreams need your attention. Your dream needs your finances, your resources, your energy. Provide for your dream. Put in your resources to make sure your dream comes to pass. Don't live in harvest when you have not entered your harvest. Everything you will need in life, the cars, the buildings, the fame, everything is in your dream. If you don't provide for your dream will not provide for you tomorrow. Provide for your dream. Invest in your dream. Your resources, your time, your energy, invest in your dream. Provide for your dream. When you do that, then with time, your dream will begin to pay you. It's just a matter of time. Your dream will begin to give you the returns. Remember Joseph? A coat of many colors was given to him by his father. And when those folks took away the coat of many colors, thinking that that was Joseph's dream, they didn't know that that was not his dream. It's just a camouflage. But in the process of time, when Joseph's dream came to pass, he became a prime minister, he had so many coats of many colors. All you need, I repeat, the cars you want to drive, the good life you desire to live, everything is embedded in your dream. But believe in this process. Believe in your dream. Believe in your dream. Nobody, your spouse will not believe in your dream until you believe in your dream. Don't only just believe in your dream, project your dream. Project your dream. Be glad about it. Project your dream everywhere you go. Not just only project your dream, protect it from killers, from dream killers. Don't just only protect your dream, provide for your dream. Then your dream will pay you.
Hello. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful message from Apostle Solomon Ubiedi. For more inspirational messages, subscribe to our podcast channel or you can visit our website at www.3pmcenter.com.
Hi there, it's Israel Ogun, the host of the Life Coach Solomon Ubiedi podcast. On our next episode, the Life Coach dives into the topic on lack of knowledge.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are not destroyed because of hard government policies or wishes and wizards and all manner of stuff. We are destroyed because we lack knowledge.
Subscribe now. Solomon Ubiedi on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.